The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Good morning, I'm Jackie Ruddy, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Very good. We're talking about pools, huh?
Yes,
in the summer?
Ah,
very appropriate.
For the second week in a row, we have quality pools and spas by Dick Mackey. Good morning, Dick.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here with us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
We have a lot to talk about today. I'm so excited. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m., where we discuss everything real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been guiding, assisting, and advising clients in real estate matters for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. If there's a topic that we haven't covered in the past 4 years and you'd like to hear it covered, send us an email or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, click the Live Dunmore's webcam button. We get over 500 hits a week on that. You know, people from all over the world are looking at it. So it's pretty interesting.
They like it. To see the
they
traffic.
They like to see what's going on. They say, I can see Dunmore Candy Kitchen from here. You know, reminds me of when I was young.
Right. And it is our 4-year radio anniversary. Can you believe it?
No, I cannot believe it.
Right. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. View our listings, search the MLS listings, or listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com. JRUDDY.com. Okay, Dick Mackey, owner of Quality Pools and Spas. How long have you been installing pools?
We've been installing pools since 1972. We incorporated in 1975, where we have currently our pool store
and
our
And you're
park.
Located?
531 Northern Boulevard, which is Route 6 and 11 in Chinchilla, next to where Raves used to be, now is McCarthy's Florist.
And you serve all of Northeast PA, correct?
All Northeast PA.
All right. So last week we had an excellent discussion about a product that you offer, Bakwacil, and it's a great alternative to the chlorine. It helps pools and their systems last longer. It's easier on the skin, the eyes, the hair, and the swimwear that we wear. And with that, Bakwacil, things last longer. Swimsuits and pool liners, things of that nature. Okay, this week, we're going to talk about other things, such as heating a pool. There are different ways, different things that are available to customers, heaters. There's solar.
Mm-hmm.
There's gas. There's electric. There's heat pumps.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
Let's talk about all those things, please.
Yeah, solar panels are very nice if you have the situation, especially with a roof, say, on a garage, and it's facing south. And with the angle of the roof, that's ideal because you're going to get the maximum, the ultimate of heat. Big thing with solar systems is you've got to maintain the temperature of the water. Therefore, you manually should have to reduce it the flow or shut it off, bypass it, so you're not overheating your pool, because the hotter the pool, especially if you're using chlorine, you're going to be getting algae. And you're going to also be losing your chlorine, because with the heat of the water,
it'll
you
evaporate.
Lose chlorine.
Okay.
So,
you know, a lot of times people come to you, they come into your pool store and they tell you, I don't have algae, I don't have bacteria. What's your response?
You definitely have to have bacteria because it's out in the environment. You have the acid rain, which is nothing but pollutants of bacteria.
But they're convinced that they don't.
Well, I try to say to them in a very nice way, I said, listen, because they do. They come in and they say, I have a clear pool, so all I use is Armstrong baking soda. I don't put anything in it and no problem. And I said, listen, let me tell you something. Your toilet, that is crystal clear too, isn't it? And he said, yeah. Would you swim in your toilet? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Bacteria, you don't see it. You don't see it, okay? Mm-hmm. So Therefore, just because you have a crystal clear pool doesn't mean you have a sanitized pool. It doesn't mean you have a balanced pool. Balanced pool is what really affects your body, your skin, which is your largest organism. It's affecting your eyes, okay, your hair. All those things are affected by balance. So therefore, it's important that you get your pool tested properly. And that's what we offer. We have two of the best updated computerized testing lab. It's like if you've ever had your blood test and they put it in something and it spins and then it tells you what it is. Well, that's what we have. We spend a good amount of money for those things. But that's going to give you the most accurate testing. And the software prints out for your pool what size pool you have, what you do, and what steps you should do it in.
So what's a quick and easy way for me to tell if I have algae? What do I have to do?
Well, if you feel the side of your pool, and even though you don't see any green, because the osmosis has not taken effect where it turns it to green, you will find sliminess. If you have a slimy wall, you have algae. It just hasn't hit the osmosis stage yet.
And how do you stop algae?
The way you stop it is you feed it. If you're using chlorine, you feed it with chlorine. And it eats it, and then it dies, and then you're going to get cloudy water because of all the dead algae. But it can come back unless you're using a strong algaecide to stop it from reproducing. And it's in your vinyl liner, the pores of your vinyl liner. You need to brush the pool consistently and bring it out and give it a good dosage of algaecide.
So you got to brush the sides of your pool. That's part of the. I've never had a pool. Yeah. I just watch the neighbors. No, we're not going to either. No, I'll bring some ice cream over to the neighbors, you know, and let them deal with the brushing of the walls. So you have to actually brush the walls of the pool.
Yes, if you don't, you're kidding yourself because it's in the pores of the liner. And if you have a concrete pool, it's in the pores of that. Usually, one-piece fiberglass pools are non-porous, so you don't have that problem. But this is important that you keep brushing it and get it going. Now, if you have one of these robotics, which we sell, which does brush your pool, we have a variety of robotics, and they work on 24 volts, so it's pennies a day. But they will brush your pools. Now we got one that even has power washings in it. So it's brushing, power washing it, and just keeping your pool. Then I say, no, you don't have to. Just put them in because it'll do the walls, it'll do the floor, and it does it in a couple hours, your entire pool. That's the better way of going, but you must brush it because if you don't bring it out in suspension, the algaecide's not going to get to it to get into the pores to stop it from reproducing. Same thing when you're adding the chlorine. With the Bacillus, it's a little different. Bacillus that we sell, the algaecide is extremely concentrated. For instance, on a 20,000-gallon pool, you use 2.5 ounces a week on 20,000-gallon pool. That's a big pool. So the point is, if you use that and you use it religiously, we have it guaranteed against green algae using Bacillus. Our pool store, nobody ever gets green algae using Bacillus correctly. You bring your water in, we test it. We'll show you what's all wrong because you must maintain balanced water. You must have a certain percentage of Bacillus and your shock in there. If you'd have all that, then no, it's theoretically, scientifically, you cannot get green algae. You might get some other types of strain algae, but not green algae. And because some come differently, such as water mold, which comes from acid rain, which is a fungi, it's not even an algae. You could get that from a rainstorm. So that stuff is protected and taken care and prevented by using CDX, which this company called Lonza, which is one of the biggest biolab company in the world, who manufactures this out in Switzerland. I mean, it's manufactured here in the United States, but Switzerland is the company that owns it. The fact remains is that if you maintain a certain amount of CDX in there, it's going to keep your peroxide, which is your oxidizer, up to where water mold cannot start in it. It cannot produce itself in it. And then water mold looks, when it gets out of hand, it could be pink slime around your skimmer. It could be your weir, which is your flapper on your skimmer. It could be also on your ladders. You could also see it and it looks like a tissue, toilet paper tissue, just floating in your water. That's all water mold. And the only way you can overcome it with a pool using chlorine is shock it real high to the point where you probably wouldn't want to be in the water. It's too high until it kills it. With Bacillus, you could prevent it by using the CDX product.
Water mold is not dangerous, but it's just ugly.
Yeah, it's not dangerous, neither is algae, okay? Because, I mean, you swim in a lake, and it, If you didn't have algae, you wouldn't have fish.
But you just don't want these things in your pool.
No, it's not
inviting.
Not inviting. And, and you can't get that clarity. That's the big problem
right, of
the water, which everybody likes.
Well, pools are a major investment financially, the time, of course, to maintain them and to keep them operating properly. So you also offer, in addition to in-ground installation of pools, you have a above-ground pool, and you have Doughboy?
Doughboy. Doughboy is the largest manufacturer of above-ground pools in the country. Everything is 100% American-made.
100% American-made.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And it started in the mid-40s when they came out with vinyl shower curtains. The owner, his name is Marty, got the idea of making an above-ground pool. So the first portable pool was made in the mid-40s by the owner of this manufacturer, which unfortunately is since deceased and now is under another owner. But it's a fabulous company. I've been dealing with them for over 35 years. They really stand behind their products. I'm just thrilled to sell a Doughboy pool. Now, we do sell other pools that are less costly, but for investment, you can't go wrong. I just sold a lady a pool because they came out with this new pool where you have walk steps down, just like an in-ground pool, you know, fiberglass steps, white steps going down. Well, they do that, and she wanted that. So this is her third Doughboy pool she's buying.
And it could be partially in-ground.
And it could be partially, totally in ground, or it could be above ground, and 3 feet of it goes in the ground, which is your deep end, because it has what they call a Duraflex expandable liner, which allows it to expand down 3 feet into the ground. And therefore, you can get a deep end, you get a safety ledge around the perimeter, and you also have a shallow end where you could have the steps coming down to it, or a ladder. And then you gradually go down to the deep end. You don't have to make it 7 feet. You can make it 5.5 feet. We have one on display in our pool park where you could see this depth and so forth, how it's done. But it's fabulous pool Doughboy makes. And they have different models, so there's different choices. They also make a lower line, which is called Embassy, which is very, very competitive to lower price pools, but yet you still get better quality. The skimmer they have, and if anybody's had an above-ground pool, can appreciate this. Instead of using a skim vac, which is a disc that goes over your basket in your skimmer, this Doughboy enables you to just plug in your vacuum underwater, which therefore you don't have to worry about losing the prime. It just connects there. It's a much easier situation. And with Doughboy, you don't have to lower the water. You keep the water up. So in the wintertime, you don't lower your water as most people have to. And what happens when you put your winter cover in, it goes way down deep in there. No, you keep the water right at the same level. You put your winter cover on. You disconnect your skimmer on the bottom from your connector hose. And now you're good to go. And it saves the cover because the cover's not stretched down into the pool.
It's not sinking.
Yeah, it's very, very, very helpful that way. So Doughboy gives you a lot of benefits. Most pools, the way the walls are put together, they overlap and they have fissure plates and then they have nuts and bolts. So inside the pool, you got these bumps every 2 inches at one point. The problem with that is if you cut that at that point, like with a toy or something hitting it, you're not going to patch it because when it protrudes into the pool and it's a bump, you can't get a patch over it. So you're changing the liner. So Doughboy knows that, and that's the way they make it. They use their connection. It's nice and smooth. You can't see where the wall joins together. So it just, and they have great deck systems, very strong deck systems, with the composite wood like Trex decking. And everything they make is strong. That's why their pools, they can put them totally in the ground. Now, when you do put them in the ground, you are getting what they call a slowy mix, which is a Portland cement. With sand, about 500 PSI, and that's poured around the perimeter of the pool after you over-excavate the pool. But I'm talking about when you put them totally in the ground. You have like 1 foot, so you have to fill that up to protect the pool from the ground. And yet, you can get from a ready-mix company. They'll come in and they pour that around. With Doughboy, it's all designed for homeowners to install them themselves. If you physically feel that you can do it, your warranty is the same, whether you do it or if you have our professional people do it who have done it for many, many years.
And how long is the warranty?
The warranty on pools vary, but the warranty on the pump filter, if you buy their pump and filter with the pool, You get 5 years, 100%. We are a premier dealer. That's why you can get that, because we're 35 years with them. You get five years, 100%, no proration on your pump, your filter, your pool, your liner, your skimmer. All that is 5 years. Their seams on their liners, they guaranteed life, that it'll never come apart on this, because all liners have seams where they overlap. And all the resin pools, which is the new concept in pools today, resin top rails, resin vertical posts, and the benefit of that is you don't get the chipping. When you have that leaf skimmer getting the bugs off, you have to whack it on something. So when you have a metal top rail, you're going to be chipping. As with the resin, you don't worry about it. And all Doughboy pools top rails are so strong that you could build your deck up to it and it becomes part of your deck. That's not, you can't say that for other pools.
No. No. Amazing. All right, we're headed towards a break. Dick Mackey of Quality Pools and Spas. May I have your contact info, please?
Sure. We're at Route 611. That's 531 Northern Boulevard, and that's in Chinchilla. Now, we're next to where Raves used to be. Now it's McCarthy's Florist.
And your phone number?
Our phone number is 1-800-432-POOLS. So that's 7665. So it's 1-800-432-7665. And our website is qualitypoolsandspas.com.
And is spelled out, qualitypoolsandspas.com. Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a very well-maintained four-bedroom, three-bath home located at 566 Winter Street in Old Forge for only $164,000. This great home has a two-car garage, a large master bedroom with a master bath, two huge bonus rooms in the finished basement, and a very nice heated in-ground pool. Also, the yard is fully fenced in, and the home has a newer roof. That's a four-bedroom, three-bath home with a pool at 566 Winter Street, Knoll Forge, for only $164,000, and that is of our office.
Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We'll be right back. The real estate market is extremely active and you want to make a move, but you don't know where to start, who to call, or how to make it happen. I'm Jackie Ruddy and I know Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate can lead the way. Our quality service award-winning team will help you with buying and selling a home. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has a proven track record and experience you can count on. Lean on us to show you the way. Call 570-344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or visit jready.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where homes are open every day, all day long. Also, remember to tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. You're rejoining the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning again. How are you?
Excellent. How are you?
Very good. Learning some stuff here.
Oh, yes. This is great stuff. We have with us for the second week in a row, Dick Mackey, owner of Quality Pools and Spas. Good morning.
Good morning.
Before the break, we were talking about how to find out how to tell if we have algae, bacteria, or water mold, and the ways to control it and stop it. And also we talked about the Doughboy pool that you offer, and that is 100% American-made, mm-hmm. and it's above ground or partially in ground, or all, you can install them all in ground,
yes.
correct? Okay.
Yes.
And that was a great discussion regarding that. We touched on, very briefly, heaters. We were talking about the solar panels, mm-hmm. and it's important that if you have a structure facing the south,
mm-hmm.
that would be a wonderful way to heat the pool with the solar panel. And obviously, there are things to think about there that you don't overheat the pool.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't talk about gas, propane, natural gas, or electric or heat pumps.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go back to heaters, if you would, please.
Sure. Depending on the type of pool you have, but being that we live in an area that is cold at night most of the time in the summertime.
In the early morning.
In the early mornings. When we build in-ground pools, fiberglass pools themselves are insulating against the ground. The ground's 52 degrees temperature, so you want to have something as a thermal barrier from that. When you're dealing with vinyl liner in-ground pools, you also put a foam, a high-density foam, between the liner and the wall, especially if it's a steel wall, because the steel wall is going to conduct the cold. We sell mostly a polymer-type pool, which is a plastic. So by doing that, you're going to save on energy. We also, when we do a vinyl liner pool, we use a vermiculite. Vermiculite is something they use in attics to insulate. Well, we mix it with Portland cement, and we use the base of that, which is about 2 to 3 inches thick. It's like concrete when you're walking on it, nice and smooth. We use that always on the base of our pool, so therefore we're selling a total insulated pool, as we are with a fiberglass pool. So that's important. And when you're talking above-ground pools, it's a good idea to also put this same kind of foam. It goes on with a spray adhesive, and it's like wallpaper, nice and smooth, and then you set your liner. So you have your liner, this insulation, and then the steel. Now, when this pool's sitting above ground, it's really going to conduct the cold at night. So if you have that as a thermal barrier, and you have the insulated blanket, which is your solar blanket, which comes with our pool packages, you've got a total insulated pool. So therefore, you're going to be able to maintain your temperature. So now if you're thinking of getting a heater, you're going to save a lot of money when it costs, especially for natural gas or propane gas. Electric type heaters, we don't sell much of because the cost of electricity is sky high. So heat pumps are something else that sometimes people do buy. It's not a big thing in this area, but because you do have to run it quite a long time to keep maintain the temperature. So you might run it all week. As with propane gas or gas heaters, natural gas heaters is the least expensive because not to buy the heater, but just to run it. But the benefit of these heat heaters is the oversize. If you oversize the heater, you're going to not tax the heater as much by not running it all the time. So serviceability is important. So if you get an oversized heater, and then you could turn it, let's say you decide people are coming over on Saturday, you turn it on Saturday night, next morning you got it right up there. Usually heaters run about, as far as raising the temperature of the ambient temperature, it would raise it about 1 to 1.5 degrees an hour. So you consider that, but you've got to have it sized properly. If you try to size a heater to minimize what your size of your pool is, you're going to be spending a lot of money. And not only that, it's going to wear out the heater quicker. The other thing we recommend is when you do buy a heater, is put a bypass on it. Because in the dead of the summer, you don't need that heater most likely. Therefore, if you bypass it like an H with 3 ball valves, you can just isolate that heater. So now you're not going to wear out those copper tubes in there, which that water is constantly going through. And therefore, you're going to get longevity out of your heater. So those are the things I would recommend, is the propane or the natural gas heater.
Is the solar blanket alone, is that effective at all in heating a pool?
Yes, it is, big time. It raises the temperature 10 degrees above the ambient temperature. It says, tells you that, to where it will on a sunny day. It's not going to do it in the, you know, if it's fog, cloudy, but it will do that. But it also acts as a thermal blanket, so it keeps the heat in. There are other things out there now that which we sell, and we sell a lot of them. It's called a fish, and it looks like a fish, and you place it in the bottom of the pool, and you snip it before you place it in, and it alleviates this chemical that comes to your surface, and therefore it actually seals it, the top of your surface. But it also acts as a magnifying, so it's going to heat your water. And you got to do about once a month, okay, to do it. They only last for about a month. So some people like that because they don't have to take the cover on and off, okay, and they feel that this does just as good a job. So we sell them there for the pools. We sell a lot of them. People like that.
Since your name is Quality Pools and Spas by Dick Mackey, you also sell spas.
Yes, we do.
Now, let's talk about spas.
Yes. We've been selling PDC spas, which are made out in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, for over 35 years. That's our number one spa that we sell.
We had this discussion at the break. A spa, is it a hot tub?
No, basically a hot tub in its history is a wood structure. Could be made out of cedar or some other type of wood that are put together and plumbed. So you just sit and soak, you know, like your Japanese hot tubs, where they just soak in it. It wasn't so much for the action that you get in spas. Today, with the spas today, which are acrylic and they're molded, and they're usually portable, so they're all self-contained. And they are more so for hydrotherapy because you're getting all kinds of different therapy. For instance, in our spas, there's probably five different seats. Okay, every one of those seats has a different feel. So if you've got a kink here or a kink there, you go to the right seat. They also have lounges, okay, which you can lay down into them. But we have a particular, like PDC sells what they call the LX series, which is the top of their line. And they have a channel, which is a blower. And when you turn that blower on, it puts a bubbling throughout the entire surface of the water of that spa. And it's very calm. It's not harsh like a jet would be. Women really like that, okay? You literally can, like I have one, and I literally just float in it, just spread out, okay? And it just holds you up there, basically, in the spa. And it just massages your whole back, but in a different feel than a jet. A jet is more pinpointed, more hitting certain areas. So, and then they're all adjustable because all the jets have a outer rim that you can adjust it to your liking. Same thing with the neck one, the shoulder one. You can adjust that, or you can shut it off if you want to by just turning the outer rim. So these are all variations of jets you can get. It just gives you a different feel. And
of course, you can control the temperature, right? You can raise it and lower the temperature.
Yeah. Usually they keep it around 102 to 104 for ideal, you know. But you could, I've had people buy spas and just put cold water in it.
Not me.
You know, not a fool, but they just wanted something to sit in. So
I'm not jumping in the stream.
Yeah, but spas are very enjoyable, especially the older you get and you have arthritis. It's great. I mean, it's recommended by the doctors and arthritis associations.
And you can take these when you move. They're above ground.
Yes, you could take them when you move. Very rarely do we put any in ground anymore. Years ago we did. Even the portable seems to be this. I've had people buy PDC spas three times from me because they keep coming up with new innovations and better spas. So they'll buy one and then they come back for another one because they got more jets, more hydrotherapy, different things. Lighting is a big factor. Radio sound is a big factor. Today they're Bluetooth. So you can send your sound, and they have these speakers that are mounted right to the inside. So you can have the sound coming right up through the water. And then you have outside speakers, so you can have the outside speakers.
Amazing.
So do people do these inside the house, outside?
Inside and outside. Yeah.
Either or.
Mostly or outside.
Mostly outside.
Mostly outside. If you like being out there, especially in the wintertime, which I love, and have the snow coming down on you, and then if you really ambitious, you can go out and roll in the snow and get back in there. You feel so hot. I mean, your teeth are chattering when you're going in there, right? But once you get in there and you get so hot, you can literally just lay on the snow and it doesn't affect you. And then get back in there. It's great, great, you know.
No, thank you.
No,
I'll stick with the 102 temp spa.
Yeah, there
that's
you go.
Me. Okay.
With the lounge.
Thank you, Dick Mackey, owner of Quality Pools and Spas in Chinchilla. Once again, your contact information, please.
Sure. We're at Route 6 and 11 in Chinchilla, and we're at next to where Raves used to be. Now it's McCarthy's Florist. 531 Northern Boulevard it is. And our website is qualitypoolsandspas.com. That's plural on the pools and the spas. And our telephone number is 1-800-432-7665. That spells pool.
Thank you, Dick, for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Pat?
Yes, we have a very nice ranch-style home at 3714 Wylam Avenue in Moosic for $159,000. This three-bedroom, two-bath home has hardwood floors, a one-car garage, a low-maintenance yard, and this is perfect if you're looking to downsize. The taxes are only $1,800 a year. It has replacement windows and a very nice view from the back of the house. That's a three-bedroom, two-bath ranch-style home with a garage at 3714 Wylam Avenue in Moosic for $159,000. And that's listed by Nick Lawler of our office.
Thanks for tuning into the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.